Canadian tourism organizations and operators gathered in downtown Ottawa on November 22 and 23, participating in the 2022 Tourism Congress to discuss what the industry can expect in the coming years. Catherine Colleri, Vice President of Destination Development at Ottawa Tourism, said on Wake Up with Rob Snow on November 24 that the tourism industry, though far from recovered, is looking forward to overcoming the challenges of the past few years. "We are very hopeful and very pumped," said Colleri. "We were really taking stock of how far we've come. We've all dealt with quite the crises in the last couple of years, but also our ongoing challenges. We were talking about solutions and what we want for the future of Canadian travel." Recently released data from Destination Canada, the country's top tourism agency, states the pre-pandemic tourism spending is expected to rebound by 2024, a year earlier than previously thought. However, the specter of a looming recession and continued inflation could push that recovery further down the road. "We've been doing quite well over the last year for domestic travel," said Colleri. "Our international markets have different pressures on them. So that is going to take longer to come back." The industry also continues to face a labor shortage. Seasonality, the on-and-off nature of lockdowns and other pandemic restrictions created unpredictable employment in the industry, making it difficult for operators to attract and retain employees, according to the Tourism Industry Association of Canada, TIAC, who organize the annual tourism conference. Despite the challenges, Colleri believes the industry has a chance to better position itself as a growth industry filled with opportunity for people to build a long-term career as tourism recovers in Canada and globally. Listen to the full interview with Catherine Colleri on Wake Up with Rob Snow below.